Task 3. Linda is calling James to ask him to edit a text on flight experience in the past. There are three parts to Task 3. In Part A, you have to correct some sentences. In Part B, you have to provide a label for each illustration. In Part C, you have to complete a text. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Hello, James. Can you hear me clearly?
Hi, Linda. Yes, I can hear you very clearly.
Very good. James, thanks very much for helping me with my work when I'm away.
No problem, Linda. I'm happy to help. So I've got your short text on flight passenger experience.
Good. There are a few mistakes in the text.
It doesn't seem to have any grammatical mistakes.
Oh, it's not the grammar, it's the information. I was careless and didn't check the draft properly. The first mistake is in the first line. Flight experience in the 60s was different to nowadays.
Ah, of course, in the 60s, more than 50 years ago. Of course flight experience was different. Okay, I'll replace similar with different.
Thanks. Another mistake is in the second line. Besides simpler security checks in the 60s, many items allowed on board in those days are not allowed on board today. I wrongly wrote the word some instead of using the word many.
No problem. I can fix that. The third line. It looks all right. Men wore suits and women wore skirts. Wow, it was rather formal, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, they wore quite formal clothes. Suits for men, dresses for women. James, maybe it's better to change the word skirts to dresses.
Okay, I'll do exactly that.
The next line is about flight attendants.
Flight attendants were mature, single, and chosen for their good looks. You know, Linda, I remember photos featuring flight attendants in the old days. They all looked like young fashion models.
Yes, they were all young and good-looking. Oh, sorry, there's a mistake. The flight attendants were young and single, not mature.
Right, I'll cross out mature and write in young.
Thanks, I think the last two lines are fine.
Sorry, Linda. The last line is fine, but look at the second last line. It says that the economy class cabin was more spacious.
Yes, it was more spacious.
But it also said the cabin was dark and noisy. Dark? From the photos I've seen, the cabins didn't look dark at all.
Oh, sorry, James, it's a mistake. It should be smelly and noisy. Smelly because smoking was allowed, which made the cabin very smelly.
Okay, I'll delete dark and put the word smelly on top.
Thanks, James. Have you got the pictures from Joey?
Yes, they showed airline food served in the last few decades.
Yes, could you please write a few words to explain the pictures?
Yes, of course. What do you want me to write about them?
Okay, the first picture. Did you see lots of different dishes on a serving cart?
Yes, and wow, that's a lot of different dishes.
Yes, that's what airline food was like from the 60s to the mid-70s. During this period, competition among airlines was keen, especially airlines in America. One thing that airlines did to attract customers was offer a range of different meals for passengers to choose from. Some airlines, like the one in the picture, offered passengers 20 different meals for them to pick.
No way! 20 different meals?
Yes, like seafood, vegetarian, vegan, roast meat, stew, you name it.
Oh my, that's unbelievable. The good old days. Now the low-cost airlines offer none.
I suppose you can't compare because air tickets were very expensive in those days. Anyway, there's a picture showing a buffet table with all sorts of food on it. That's airline food in the 50s.
Oh my! Flying in those days was certainly a luxury experience. Food on a buffet table.
It was certainly a luxury experience. And, according to various accounts, a meal might last for 3 hours.
A 3-hour meal? That's crazy.
Yes, I think so. But there was no in-flight entertainment, so eating was entertainment.
There was so much food. Airlines must have spent a lot of money on food for passengers.
Well, that's another piece of information I want you to give. Passengers needed to pay extra for food. That means food wasn't included in the ticket price.
Ah, I see. Well, it's like low-cost airlines these days, that food was not included in the price. If you want to have food, you either bring your own or pay for a meal.
Yes, that's a good comparison. Passengers in those days were mostly quite wealthy. They would pay. And they didn't really mind if food was not included in the price.
OK, and there's a third picture, showing sandwiches, some cold meat and cups of coffee. So what do you want me to note down?
That's the picture showing airline food in the 30s.
Oh.
As frozen food and onboard cooking devices for reheating were not invented, airlines only served cold meals and hot coffee.
Should I just write down cold meals and hot coffee?
Yes, that'll do.
But Linda, if there was no reheating, how did they keep the coffee hot?
The hot coffee was kept in a thermos, so it would stay hot.
Ah, I see. Linda, airline food seemed so nice in the old days. But what about life on board? What was it like?
From the many postcards and letters about these flight journeys, life on board was generally boring because there was no in-flight entertainment.
Well, boring, apart from the eating part.
Yes, eating was probably the highlight of the whole flight journey, and that's why there's a lot of information about airline food.
Linda, what did passengers do to kill time?
What they often did was reading, smoking and drinking.
Right. Reading, smoking and drinking. That's boring.
That is the end of task 3. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.